It's a Tuesday afternoon, and as usual, we visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
And how'd your weekend go?
Good, good, good weekend.
Are you looking forward to this weekend?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I do like what I do, so I kind of don't mind being at work.
That's right.
I'm hoping that people hear that when I say that. But yeah, I mean, the weekends are always fun too. But yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well,
hey, before we start, I got to wish you a happy belated birthday.
Yes, I had a birthday. I think I'm starting to count backwards.
No.
So I must at least be 19 by now.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Good, good. Just another day, right?
It kind of is.
Yep.
I mean, I just kind of had a special day with a friend, and
good.
That's kind of pretty much how it went, I guess.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, all right, fill us in on what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, it's a new month, so we have a lot of new activities planned here at the Appleton Public Library. In fact, we, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Steve Gerard will be here for his computer, ESL. I mean, he'll help you pretty much with anything that you want or need. And he's here twice a month. Wednesday, November 3rd, he'll be here. And then he will also be here on the, I think it's on the 17th.
Okay.
And so, yes, the 3rd and the 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. You can make a reservation to make sure you have a certain amount of time with him, or you can just kind of stop in and ask for some help. So it's kind of up to you to decide what you want to do. And then every Wednesday in the month, we have some after-school children's program of some sort. Like, for example, the 3rd, we have an after-school movie. The 10th, we are having bingo after school. And then the 17th, we are doing a take and make where you can take a project home and make it together as a family. On the 24th, we've got Lego Club. And so each Wednesday, keep in mind, there's just something here for you to do with your kids. And so keep that in mind. We don't require registration for any of these things other than the take and makes. They're kind of whoever comes first gets them and then they're gone. And then we also have a couple activities for adults. Yesterday I announced we're having a spruce container class here on Tuesday, November 9th at 6:30 p.m., but unfortunately it filled in about 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Anyway, and so we are still taking names down in case people have cancellations and things, and then we're also offering a sourdough bread take and make for adults. So you will get a recipe, you'll get a sourdough starter, and then there is a little, you know, movie that you can watch on how to make sourdough. And so that's another take-and-make opportunity for adults that we have here at the Appleton Library. And then, of course, don't forget, we've got our book club. We are reading the book Black Friday by Alex Cava. And so if you're interested in joining us, you know, give us a call, stop in, and we will make sure to get a book for you. So, yeah, there's just all sorts of things happening here at the Appleton Public Library. So, kind of fun and exciting to have everything up and running like that.
Yeah, kind of back to normal in a way.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, super fun, lots of fun things.
All right, and gearing up for the holiday season, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, before you know it, those things will be here. So, yeah.
Blink of an eye.
It's true.
All right.
And, you know, we have a lot of new books and things, so that kind of brings us into what are we reading. So we've got some new things to talk about. A lot of exciting new nonfiction to talk about. Not All Diamonds and Rosé by Dave Quinn. It's the oral history of the reality TV franchise, The Real Housewives. Now, I have never really watched that show.
Nope,
have
me
you ever
neither.
Watched it?
No. Nope, I have not.
Well, I guess we won't really talk about it then.
Okay. Have you watched it?
No, I've never watched
okay.
it. But I have friends that are super hooked on it. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, kind of fun. And then The First 21 by Frank Farina and Nikki Six. And this is the founding member of the Motley Crue band, of course, chronicles his journey to finding his rock persona and years of sobriety. So I think that might be an interesting book to read.
Mm-hmm.
Also, The Book of Hope by Jane Goodall and Douglas Abrams with Gail Hudson. It's a naturalist explores an element of human nature during a time of multiple crises in the areas of health, climate, and politics. And then Music is History by Questlove and Ben Greenman. It's a Grammy Award-winning musician examines black identity, pop culture, and American history over the past 50 years. So lots of interesting nonfiction. And then John Grisham has a new fiction book out called The Judge's List. And it's a second book in the Whistler series. So if you've been following that, that's something you're going to want to pick up. And the Christmas books are already arriving.
Oh, wow.
I've kind of been surprised. I've seen quite a few of them float through. Anyway, Dear Santa by Debbie McCumber is a special letter to Santa, brings about hope, love, and second chances. So, you know, they're just kind of usually some heartfelt books to consider. And O. William by Elizabeth Strout is Lucy Barton joins her ex-husband on a trip to look into a family secret. So I think Danielle Steele has a new book that came out just a couple weeks ago. Also, if you're interested, Nicholas Sparks has a book out. There's just a lot of really fun books out there from some pretty fabulous authors. So if you've got a favorite, just stop on by or give us a call and we'll help you find that book.
All right. All right. Tell our listeners where the Appleton Public Library is located and when are you open, Cindy?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can, of course, get a hold of us by phone, which is 320-289-1681. Of course, you can like us on Facebook, so follow all the different exciting things that we have going on here, or check out our website. And then don't forget, you know, we always have digital content, because libraries are open 24/7 with digital content. Downloadable books and books that you can read or listen to, as well as magazines. So kind of exciting, all the different opportunities here.
Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we will talk to you next time. You know, we should have been keeping track of how many shows we have done over the years.
Paul, we started out, I think you interviewed me at some kind of health conference or something
okay.
that we had here at the 52 wing. We had something with the hospital, I think.
Okay, I remember that.
And we started kind of talking with that, and the next thing you knew, we were doing a regular show. I don't know, Paul. We might become professional.
Well, we'll take it national.
Yeah, we could. I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's super fun to do, though. You're just so easy to talk to. I feel like I'm sharing all my secrets with my best friends. Only, of course, we're sharing it with a little more than just one person.
That's right. Well, thank you. Yeah. It's fun. We're not done. We're not signing off or anything. So.
No.
We'll keep it going.
It's super fun, though.
All right.
Yeah. And it's great. It's great to get the news out there on what's going on here at the library.
All right. Thank you, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.